Tell her butt look like an apple and you want to take a bite. Tell her she got some tig old bitties like the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders. Tell her you want her to donate her body to science and you science. Tell her, Jack!
And welcome to another edition of Papa's Basement. I am your host, John Papa Giorgio. With me today, the lovely, the talented... He's actually neither of those things. Matt Gnoza.
Hello.
You can listen to the show every Saturday, 3 to 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at www.fcac.org/WEBR. If you want to get into the archives, God help you. Go to inpapasbasement.com. You can tweet us at Papa's Basement. And you can call us at 703-560-TALK if you insist on being a jerk and making the show all about you. That's a no-no. The show's all about me. But if you insist, if you've got that kind of ego... then feel free. Give us a ring. Again, 703-560-8255. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Even though you're pantomiming, jerking off multiple partners and letting them jizz all over your face, I made it through without cracking a laugh, buddy.
It wasn't on my face. It got in the cup, and then I drank.
Was that it? Oh, okay. Well, you need to spend some more time at mime school.
Oh,
what?
Disgusting.
We got a good show lined up for you today. We're going to get into what my Friday afternoon and evening consisted of, which may or may not then tie into my review of the film Precious. Hold on. Let me get the whole BS title out there. I think I can do it. Precious, based on the novel Push by Sapphire.
Sapphire.
Yes, that is the actual goddamn title. I know, Sapphire. Even a stripper would hear that name and be like, damn, that's skanky. We've also got Matt. Matt, you up to catching us up on your fine evening?
Yeah, sure. I mean,
thanks. Yeah, yeah. You know, sure. What the hell? While we're here, while we got mics in front of us.
Yeah, sure.
How gracious of you. Also, some big news regarding Kim Kardashian, who may be my dream woman and may be single and may be sleeping with a white guy. What? Why?
What was with you and Kim Kardashian? Every part of her body is fake.
Yeah.
Every part. The butt is fake.
Okay, fine. Every woman needs to strive for that fakeness, then.
Whatever.
I mean, if something were put together naturally like that, it would be the best thing on earth.
There are other called Italian women.
Yeah, that's fine by me. I'm fine with Guinea broads, too. They're good stuff. We've also got the Gaga versus Kesha wars, where we both weigh in on this. I think we both have rather strong opinions, correct,
Matt? Yes. I hate Kesha.
See, whoa, don't blow your wad yet. We're just introducing the plot right now. Don't keep it in your pants. Keep it in your pants, big boy. And I think that's about it for the day. I think we can keep the whole show rolling with those nuggets, shall we?
Yes, we shall.
Shall we dive right in? Okay, for those that don't know, first and foremost, to pursue this radio dream, I may or may not have had to move back home about 9-10 months ago just to save on bills. You know, that way I can move if I get a gig. I don't have to answer to any roommates. Don't have to feel guilty. Why are you holding onto the mic like it's a horse's penis?
Because it keeps moving. It really does.
Okay, then I'll get used to it. So I'm at home.
Because my name's Mr. Hands.
Yeah. And I'm not going to lie and say I have the best of love lives, but I do have a great love life when it comes to myself. I do enjoy that a whole hell of a lot. It's good times. And... for those that have been at home, even through your teenage years, you will agree, Matt, it's kind of hell taking care of business when you got a loud house full of people, right?
I have managed to tune them out.
Really?
Yeah, I'm 21. I'll be 22 here in 2 days. I'm going to school. So, I mean, you know, I'm still living at home.
Uh-huh. And it's acceptable for you. For me, I feel like I'm coming on announcing I'm a pedophile.
Yeah, I mean, God forbid, you know, my sister is listening to this. God forbid. But, you know, I found ways over the years.
I know when I was a little kid and my dad was still alive and the TV was just constantly on Telemundo and everyone was loud as hell. Well, he can kind of understand Spanish, but, dude, there's freaking chicks with fat Spanish asses. Who's going to say no to that?
Actually, yeah.
I mean,
when I was at Mary Washington, like between classes, if I wasn't at the gym, I was definitely not studying, so I was like, Telemundo.
Yeah, no, it's the hottest stuff on earth, man. Especially for, God, broadcast TV. These people know how to put on a network.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. But I would take little Crayola markers, I believe, and I would jam the tips of them into my ears, making these earplugs, like just dig them in like halfway down my ear canal. And that would make things pretty soundproof. But then I'd have to take care of stuff quickly because I'd worry that they were knocking at my door screaming, what are you doing in there?
And I think it's like inadvertently, that probably inadvertently like damaged you sexually.
Why?
Having something put into an orifice like that.
Because I can't climax unless someone's jabbing pencils in my ears?
Sure, pencils.
I don't see
I know those. Something else that starts with a P.
I don't.
And the next letter is E and the next letter is N.
I don't know what the other two letters could be.
The next letter is I.
Penis. Penis. Okay, I get it. Penis.
Number two penises.
All right, so I pretty much have a clear window during the day. If I'm not working a day shift, I've got until 5:30 p.m. to take care of stuff. Then my mom gets home, and if you just want it to be a nice, leisurely stroll down Self-Love Park, you're not getting it at that point. And I got the bug.
John?
I got...
John?
Stop. It's horrible.
Because it sounds just like her.
It's enough, yeah. I mean, I shriveled a little down there when you made that noise. Please don't. So, I got the devil entered me at about 5:15. And at that point, you might as well toss on the Mission Impossible music. Because I enjoy that time. It's the one time in my life I don't hate myself. And I got to take care of it before she strolls in the door at 5:30. I try. I do my best.
You make it sound like an episode of 24, like you're a terrorist and you have to take care of business really
quick.
It
is. I'm trying to blow up CTU.
Yeah.
Before Maria Bauer gets home.
Maria Bauer.
And foils my plot to make the jizz bomb. And God help her. She's got a good track record. Sure enough, she gets home. She gets home at 5:30. And I thought I might be able to wing it, but there's a repairman in tow.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh, indeed. Because my mom...
Now she wants you out of the house.
Yeah, so she can make sweet love to the repairman. No, the house has had a couple
Ma'am,
of fun...
Ma'am, your TV's just unplugged.
Oh, really now?
Like so
Maybe
bad
you've
patty.
Got something to plug. Cute porn music, which I don't have loaded. Problem is... She can wind down if left to her own devices. Maybe she'll be eating something. I don't know. I might get a 5-minute window if she's alone and walking in the door. But with a repairman, dude, the conversation, without exaggeration, 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. Mm-hmm. It was a 2-hour conversation about the whole reform of healthcare. I don't care about politics. I'll level with you. Anyone who cares about politics, I don't care.
This is why I like John, because I can go off on a tangent about whatever, and there's no one there to argue with me.
Don't care.
Yeah.
See? Really, the country...
This happens all the time.
Country's going to go to hell in a handbasket one way or the other.
No, it's been that way for like the last 70 years.
Oh, yeah. Are we going to get taxed to death and nothing's going to happen good with the healthcare? That could happen.
Yeah.
Will Republicans come to power and we might get corporations treating us like whores and sending us to war for oil? Sure, whatever. I have no say in this matter one way or the other. Although fairly liberal, I'm, at the end of the day, completely apolitical. Don't really think anything matters.
Yeah.
I am going to get screwed by taxes, and that's all there is to it.
Just to a greater extent now.
Yeah, but it's like if Republicans really did what Republicans were supposed to do, where it was like just zip tax, zip government.
Yeah, but I mean, you
I'd be Republican.
Give up like... If they did that,
uh-huh.
That's unrealistic. Because
oh, yeah,
if
the
they
world
did
would crumble.
That, well, how that's, many unemployed people you would have.
Yeah, that's kind of why I vote Democrat, because I feel like realistically they kind of handle the situation more. Republicans are more like, wouldn't it be great if we didn't pay taxes and Big Brother wasn't sniffing up your ass?
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, it would be great.
Yeah, but they're not going to do anything about it.
Exactly. It's just selling you a myth, man. Yeah. That's why I don't care for it.
Only thing that I'm really upset about, the healthcare reform is upsetting, but it's, you can go back and forth about who's right. If we really need it or not, but it's just what they're trying to do with the Tea Party movement, I think, is they're just trying to discredit them now.
This is stupid. I want to talk about vaginas.
Shall we?
Yes.
Okay. 2 hours I'm listening to this brother who's got the deepest damn brother voice, just the blackest GD voice, and it's reverberating through the little gerbil cage that I call a house. And my mom's not quiet at all. She will not shut the F up either. So I'm listening to Ebony and Ivory just yammer on for 2 goddamn hours. I'm like praying for any window of silence so I can take my junk in my hand and just take care of what needs to be done. No dice. He finally exits. I think I got my window there, right? She's wound herself down. I mean, you've noticed this about women, right? They have to talk for like 2 hours or some crap.
Yeah, but I mean, like, she's let out a few buckets worth, so she's ready to go take a nap. She's
I thought she had spent herself, and I was free to spend myself. Oh no!
Like after letting your dog out to go run around the house.
Yeah,
you think it's ready to go crawl up in a corner and take a nap?
You walk it for an hour and a half. You figure it's like you walk the dog for an hour and a half, and you bring it home, and then it takes the crap right on the carpet. You're like, what the f, man? I just thought you blew your wall. I thought you just took care of things. Why are you doing this to me? So he leaves. I figure she's all yacked out. And instead, she throws on The View. She throws on The View, which, you know, I'm not going to lie, they do an okay show here or there.
That hen party.
And she's just cackling along. And I'm hearing Whoopi. I'm hearing Barbara. I'm hearing Joy, especially Joy through the wall. And it was at that point in the day where I'm like, screw it. I can't go to bed. I can't take a nap like this. I can't go to the gym. I can't do anything while this is like this.
Yeah.
And so, like, I had the angriest 10-minute jerk while I'm just listening to The View. Jesus. Blasting full volume, and my mom's just laughing along to it. I'm like, F it. I don't care. This is my life. This is what I deserve. And I did what I had to do.
You saw that George Costanza tape?
Which one?
The play where he talks about it was just a sad, lonely, balding man.
Oh, no, no, no.
Because if I had a button for that right now, Jesus, that's the perfect way to conclude that little story.
It was just the worst thing. It's like, not only am I 29 and living at home, and I'm not doing anything on a Friday night, not that I really care to. Let's keep it real.
I called you.
I know. I called you earlier in the day. Not that I even care to go out, but I'm sitting there and I'm having a jacket to Joy Behar. And any picture I'm looking at during that, I'm just imagining Joy's voice coming out of it.
That happens to me sometimes.
Oh, that shrill, critical Yenta voice. You're going too hard. It hurts. It hurts. The lobster's settling funny in my belly. Wait, she's Jewish. She wouldn't be eating lobster.
Yeah, they don't eat shellfish.
How inaccurate my horrible, tortured sex dreams were.
Painful. No, yeah. But that, I mean, I guess, you know, that happens sometimes.
It happens a lot. I hate it. It's the one thing I like to do with my day. And lately, even it hasn't been getting the job done. Like, I didn't realize how into that act I still was after, like, 19 years of honing my craft. But it's still great. And the fact that it hasn't been cutting the mustard the past few days, like, I've really been down lately. Everyone's like, John, you seem run down. What's wrong? And I can't be like, I don't know what it is, but
your bread and butter is not working.
Yeah, exactly. That which got me here.
Yeah.
It'd be like Sandy Koufax losing his fastball. You know, it's not good times, buddy.
Nah, I understand.
But things picked up. Things picked up later that night because I woke up from my post whack-em nap.
Yeah, was it like your Ripley-esque?
It was just, yeah, it was 57
such 57 year.
It was an emotionally draining. It was my 40 years in the desert, but finally. Moses, you know, he let us out of the desert, and I wake up, and my mom has rented Precious.
That's probably the same way that drug addicts feel, the way you just attribute it. Like, if a drug addict can't get their fix for a while.
It'd be like if you cut me off from junk food, too. But at the end of the day, if I had to choose between whack-a-mole and a pizza, screw the pizza, even. I know it sounds like blasphemy to say that, but I would let junk food go if I had to choose between those two.
You sound like Ben Stiller in Dodgeball. The scene where he walks in, he's like jerking off of the pizza because he used to be a
bitch. Oh, he's literally banging the pizza, I thought, yeah. With like nipple clamps on, right?
Yeah, something like that.
I mean, he's like staring at the pizza and trying to hump it, and then he's like sizzling his nipples. That's such a bad movie. Why are we... You know what isn't a bad movie? Precious.
Precious, okay.
Tell me what you know of Precious, Matthias Ganoza.
All I've really known about it is that apparently Oscar...
Fat bitch, sir.
That, and apparently is, like, just depressing.
I think a lot of people could see Precious as depressing.
However, on the ride over here...
Yes?
The way that you put it...
When we may have planned the shtick for our show, go on.
I'm just saying, when you mentioned it to me, I now want to see this movie.
You need to.
Okay, but I think it would be better to see this movie in a theater, because what would add to the comedic value of it is someone cracking up... During all of this.
Oh, you want it to be like Rocky Horror Picture Show, where people are talking back to the screen.
No. Like, just someone cracking up in the theater, because you know that everyone, like, in the rest of the theater is completely horrified about what
they're
seeing.
I had that experience with The Ringer. I went to see The Ringer twice. I felt like Rosa Parks sitting at the front of the bus during The Ringer because everyone else was afraid to laugh at all the retard jokes.
Remember that movie with Sean Penn, I Am Sam?
I saw that
when I was like 13. I was still in like 8th grade or something. And
Laugh Riot, right?
I got so many dirty looks on the way out.
I mean, you can only see a person trying to take a bath in peanut butter so many times before you laugh. You know, it's funny. I have not seen I Am Sam. I can only imagine it's pretty damn good, though.
Yeah, the whole time you hate Sean Penn so much.
Well, the whole time I'll just be like, why is Jeff Spicoli acting like a retard, you know? But Precious, I'm going to preface anything I say about this movie
mm-hmm.
by saying first and foremost, I'm not a racist
mm-hmm.
in any way.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Other than I might clutch my wallet. No, I'm kidding. I really don't judge, but that said, and you know something good is coming.
Mm-hmm.
That bitch looked exactly like the blackest Ewok I've ever seen. She had the most Ewok-y features. It was just this inflated little face with these black charcoal eyes staring out at you. I was really expecting her to be dancing next to like a blue Obi-Wan Kenobi ghost at the end of the movie. She's... seems like a great girl, that Gabby Sidibe or whatever, decent actress.
Yeah, Chris Rock couldn't even pronounce her name.
Didn't do poorly in the film.
He just called her Precious.
Yeah, she's just Precious.
Yeah.
Because she's not doing anything else in this town afterward.
Well, Chris Rock also can't read, so.
She's just so very wildly unattractive. So unattractive. Like, Monique. Not that Monique's good looking at all. Monique is a disgusting fat pig. And she looks so much worse in this movie. But if I had to choose between the two, I would let Monique use me like a bathroom before I even touch Precious.
Okay. Yeah.
Where do you weigh in on the overweight women of color using you as a urinal?
Suicide.
Okay. That is thinking outside the box. You get a point. You get a point. The movie, while depressing, I guess if you get sucked into it...
I weigh in at HIV
yeah.
and herpes infected.
You, if you're half-assing the viewing like I was, and you just watch it, and you're not caring about the characters, and I'm not saying this for effect, especially the first 20 minutes are like the goddamn funniest comedy I've seen in years. I mean, just the interactions between Monique and Precious, they get into these fights. It looks like sumo wrestling. It looks like two bull hippos that are fighting because it's mating season, and they're trying to pork the bitch bull hippo who's watching on from the corner of the pond. It is insane. They are massive. The choreography to these chub fights.
The choreography.
It must have been gold.
Is it just like watching two silverback gorillas at the zoo?
Hey. Why do we have to bring the G word into this?
What's the G word?
We're talking about two lovely, talented sister actresses. We don't need to use that word.
Dude, but they're the size of them.
Yeah.
And they're built like them short squad. They're built like a brick pagoda. Come on.
No, I'm not going to lie. I was pretty much expecting a poacher to walk in and machete their hands off her ashtrays. I mean, it was just... I don't know how you're supposed to get sucked into the movie because it's so over-the-top depressing. And, I mean, it's decently done, but there's a scene, they have a fight, and Monique literally tries to, while Precious is escaping with her baby, the one that isn't retarded, because Precious already has a retarded baby that is the fruit of her getting raped by her dad.
Oh, God.
So this kid is her sister and her daughter.
Dude, that's some good erotica, I'm not going to lie.
Oh, yeah, I was plenty puffed up the whole time.
All right, how's your mom reacting to all this?
She's,
like, no,
Christ, not listening, I hope.
Huh? Well, I mean, like, how is she reacting? Not necessarily to the movie, but seeing her 29-year-old son just crack up laughing.
Oh, she started laughing, too. And she was just like, stop, it's not funny.
Oh, John.
Maybe I'll give her credit and say she was laughing just because I was laughing. Maybe that's the case, but... I was losing it. Like, the first 20, if anyone, you can walk away, because the laughter really does die down after, like, minute 20 or so. But those first 20 minutes, you will be wiping tears from your eyes. As long as you're not too caring a person. I mean, you could get sucked into the drama and the humanity and the blah, blah, blah. Who gives an ass about that?
Yeah.
But if you're just like me and you walk into Precious, you will laugh your ass off. I mean, really, like it's like Looney Tunes, this one scene where Precious escapes with the non-retarded baby running down the stairs, and her mom, like goddamn Wile E. Coyote with an anvil, tries to drop a TV on Precious's head and misses by like inches, and the TV just explodes everywhere. It's great. And then 2 seconds later, Monique walks back to her little apartment and starts flicking the channel changer and then staring at the blank wall where the TV used to be.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I'm trying to think of all the good scenes. There's a one-time shit. Precious gets knocked out by a couple of guys who are trying to bang her. And she has a fantasy where she's being licked in the ear by her handsome, as she puts it, light-skinned with good hair boyfriend. She wakes up. It's just a dog licking her ear. I mean, it's like all this comedy shtick. Like, if you saw that happen in Dumb and Dumber 3 to Lloyd, you'd just laugh. But because it's Precious, I'm supposed to find that depressing? No, it's goddamn hilarious.
Exactly.
And there's another... If I were black, I would probably be offended by this movie just because of how far it takes things. There's another scene. She goes to order maybe some kind of fried bird of some sort.
Jesus.
Maybe it was pheasant under glass. You know, why did they have to deal with all kinds of stereotypes here? She could have been ordering lobster tails, but no. Precious has to order a bucket of fried chicken. And, of course, to up the stereotype quotient 5 notches, she steals the bucket of fried chicken. So there's just this other scene. They should have added, like, they should have just dropped.
I have some mashed potatoes.
Yeah. She orders the bucket of fried chicken. The girl gives it to her with this wary eye. She knows something's up. Precious says, hey, can you get me some potato salad, too? The girl, God bless her, is working the stand, turns around. Precious takes off like a bat out of hell with a handful of fried chicken. And we cut to the next scene, and it's just her tearing down some New York street, eating a drumstick and laughing. I mean, like, can we just cut out, can we drop any pretense of this being serious and play like the Benny Hill music during it? I mean, it's just so much. It was so negative, man.
Well, I'm pretty sure that...
Like, you could show that to a room full of Klansmen, and they would be like, forgive me. Forgive me. That's just a little rich for my blood.
Nice way to put it. I'm pretty sure Precious, though, is on a banned book list.
Is it?
Yeah, because I remember when I was at Nova, like, one of my English classes, my teacher, like, was big on, I want you to read something from the banned book list. Here it is. I'm pretty sure I saw that. Like, you see books like that all the time on banned book lists. Like, they give, like, little descriptions, and it's like, yeah... this girl is, like, raped by her dad and abandoned, and then, like, she and her brother are, like, prostituted and stuff.
Yeah.
And, like, the brother, like, is, like, 8 years old and has, like, herpes.
Yeah. And that's the happy ending. Precious gets AIDS, but her baby doesn't have AIDS.
Yeah, but, like, that's, like, it's disgusting.
Sorry to give it away, folks.
Yeah.
The baby's not dying of AIDS, so it's a happy ending.
Yeah, nobody was going to go see this movie anyway. I don't think any of your listeners.
I'd toss it on those first 20 minutes.
If we're still streaming through the radio station, there's probably someone like, damn it, I was watching that tonight.
If you're listening to this show, you'll enjoy
it. That was my Saturday night movie, damn it.
It's not a bad on-demand purchase. $5 for those 20 minutes, you will laugh.
I don't know, from what you're telling me, I sound like this is a pretty good laugh. So I think I would actually
it's still got some chuckles throughout
I think I would go get like the special edition DVD.
Well, it's like
maybe the special edition Blu-ray, and just like keep it on display and stuff.
Maybe I need to talk to the Precious people and see if they'll take out ad space on my website. Be like the yuckles of the year. Yeah. Two thumbs up. I mean, every 10 minutes, when something bad is happening to her, you just see her zone out to another scene of her like picturing herself as like a movie star, and people are snapping pictures of her like, well, Push It by Salt and Pepper plays in the background.
Oh, Jesus.
I mean, it's just like all these flights of fancy.
How old is she supposed to be in this movie?
She's 16 and still in middle school or something.
Oh, nice. And she has 2 kids.
Yeah. Product of incest kids. And she's got AIDS. And
she got the HIV.
She steals fried chicken.
She steals fried chicken.
I think we got it all covered. Monique's really good in it. Monique damn well deserved that Oscar.
I'm pretty sure that this is on the banned book list. Like, who in their right mind would be like,
oh, I read a
let's make this into a movie. Yeah.
I read a chunk of the book, man. The book makes the goddamn movie, in terms of, like, promoting black equality, it looks like Guess Who's Coming to Dinner. I mean, the book is just like, who am this be? Like, if you read the language in it, I know it's not racist, written by a black chick. She had the best of intentions. She's pointing out what's wrong in the world and where the system fails people. But it's the most racist goddamn... It's more racist than the Holocaust.
The Holocaust is anti-Semitic.
There's a race there, too. It is the worst thing ever.
What, is it just like...
If I were a black person, I would rather get sprayed with a fire hose while trying to vote than have the book Push exist.
Jesus Christ.
Just saying. It was... I'm white, what do I know? But if I were black and I was reading this book, I'd be like, really, lady? Really? Like, it would be like if a Greek dude wrote a book...
They decided to make this into a movie.
Yeah.
It was a studio movie.
It would be if a Greek guy wrote a book about doing nothing other than banging little boys up the ass... And being cheap.
Well, you Greeks love that anal.
It's not representative of
my... You love
the
anal and you love the tennis shoes.
I like tennis shoes. I don't know where that factors in.
The tennis shoes with a suit.
Yeah, why not?
No, that's what my dad told me. Like, there's three things that you don't trust. Like, a Greek with tennis shoes on.
Uh-huh.
And, like, two other things.
A Greek behind you banging your ass?
Because
then he'll get cheap on the money he owes you afterward?
Yeah.
Okay.
A Greek in a suit wearing tennis shoes, yeah.
Thanks, Mr. Ganoza. Thank you. Thank you, sir.
Courtesy of Jules.
The wisdom of Jules.
The wisdom of Jules Ganoza.
All right.
I'm not going to lie. I actually like the show right now just because...
You are the only one.
Yeah.
Oh, because it's a solo act?
Mm-hmm.
The two of us?
Yeah. Wow. Wow. Way to make it sound like a gay porn shoot. It's like, seriously.
All I'm saying is I'm the Daryl Hall of this John Oates.
Yeah, whatever.
Okay. Shall we get to Kim Kardashian?
Absolutely.
Who you don't find that attractive, apparently.
Not really.
I love her.
She's attractive, yeah, but...
We love huge boobs and big fat asses, right?
Okay, yeah, but she's just completely fake. I mean, if it was just her boobs, fine. She had a little bit of facial work done, okay, but like...
Uh-huh.
When you have butt implants,
I'll agree.
Come on.
And they're not the best because most of the angles, it just looks like a good fat ass, and then every once in a while, it looks like a deployed parachute from a drag racer.
Yeah.
Like, it's just hanging. You can almost see... You can almost see, like, the implants, like, slid down the cheek halfway and, like, kind of bunching up at the bottom. It's just...
Yeah, she hasn't gotten any collagen in shots or anything.
Yeah.
It's just disgusting. Like, her body is already starting to sag.
Okay, can we agree if Kim Kardashian were somehow real... Like that.
Oh, no. If she was real, hell yeah. But
she'd be like a 10, other than being like 5'1", which I'm not big on.
She's 5'1".
She's like 5'2". She's real shirty.
That's a brick pagoda.
That's
a brick pagoda.
She's very... What is a brick pagoda?
Huh?
What is a brick pagoda?
A brick S house.
A brick S house. Yeah. Okay.
That is the official term. Oh, yeah. But yeah, anytime a woman is built with a voluptuous body, but she's short.
Yeah. I mean...
Brick S house.
She doesn't look like she screws the best. I've watched that Ray J sex tape. It's kind of boring at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's boring as hell.
Yeah, but I don't care. Number one tip for a woman. You want to know how to be better in bed, look really good. How's that? Be very, very attractive, and it'll be hard for you to suck in bed. Kim Kardashian broke up.
Yeah, because then you just become the trophy for the guy.
Have you ever had really, really bad sex with a woman who's like an 8 or a 10 or something?
I don't think I've ever gone above a 5. I'm joking. No.
Thank you.
Yeah, I mean...
At the very worst, you just stare at him and you're like, hey, look what I got me. And you take care of business.
Yeah, and post them on Facebook.
Yeah, oh yeah, and then for 2 months, it's like, hey, look what I got. Look what I did, guys. But she broke up over the weekend with her boyfriend of a couple years, Reggie Bush.
He was just now starting to blossom.
Apparently he was cheating, but whatever. That's not the crux of the story. Every guy with any kind of means to cheat, cheats.
I'm sure that she knew that he was cheating. Probably, like, just gave her VD this time around.
That's plausible.
Yeah, I mean, look at Mike Tyson. He had, like, 6 girlfriends at one time. When he fought Trevor Burbick, he's like, yeah, I had, like, VD.
Oh, yeah, he had gonorrhea when he knocks out Burbick.
He had the gonorrhea. So, I mean, he probably gave Kim something.
You know, I don't know if she knew he was cheating, but that's not the crux of the story. The point is, one, I'd love to bang her, and two, I'm always frustrated because, like, every dude I've ever seen Kim Kardashian with is a brother. Mm-hmm. Which, I don't care if you've got a couple brothers on the resume, much as I don't really pack anything down there. So afterwards, I'm just like, yeah, I'm not really going to compare, but if I cry really hard afterward, maybe you'll say that it was good sex.
Wow.
Yeah. And she's actually with a white dude for the first time ever. She's already rebounded with some soccer player, and the guy's white. And I, please say something funny so that after the precious bit and now this,
I don't know.
They're going to come and get me in the studio, dude. Huh? Please get me out of here fast.
Okay, yeah.
I'm saying, it gives me a glimmer of hope. Just the smallest hair.
Of what?
Like, all I have to do is become rich and built like an athlete, and then it's mine.
Let's do the Rich Harman systems. Body systems.
Okay. Thanks for the inside joke. One rich might be our very, very preciously built friend. God bless Rich. I love him.
He used to come on the show, but anyway.
He will never do the show. He just does not care to.
I don't know. Yeah, like a lot of soccer players, white or black, they seem to be gaying a lot. I guess it's just...
Dude, the ass that soccer players get... It trounces anything athletes pull over here. Like, the way...
Know what I'm expecting next?
What?
I'm expecting hockey players to start, like, really dating, like, supermodels.
They already are, man. One's plugging Carrie Underwood. I think Alyssa Milano's been banging hockey players. God, who else do we have?
I mean, I think hockey and rugby are the two stupidest sports.
Yeah, here's the thing, man. Like, football, like, European football, soccer as we call it, in the countries where it's big, that's almost the only goddamn sport.
It is the only sport.
Yeah. So imagine if you were a basketball, football, baseball, and hockey star, the ass you'd get. You're like a god. You're a rock star. Straight up. Everybody knows your name.
Mm-hmm.
The ass you're getting, I can't fathom it.
Okay.
And I've done your mom.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, we all know why that repairman was over at your house. He's cleaning your mom's pipes.
Oh, yeah. The pipes were drained.
Yeah.
The pipes were pounded clean.
Just had to get the bats out of the cave.
Yeah, and you'd figure I'd actually be able to finish up even faster when listening to that. But...
Oh, God.
And yet, here we are. Had to wait till I heard Joy Behar.
You have to get out the old Crayola box, yeah, there since first grade.
Oh, yeah. You just got to dig them in a few times that the wax takes. So it actually makes like a little suction seal.
No, it's like Homer Simpson.
What? Oh, he's digging the crayons in.
Yeah. 24. Yeah.
No, I feel like one of those squeeze dolls, actually. Like one of those stress dolls. You squeeze it and the little things pop out of its ear and its mouth.
Oh, God. Those things are disgusting.
That's pretty much what I look like when resorting to the marker tip trick.
Delicious.
I'm kind of shocked you have that strong reaction to Kim Kardashian just because of the fakeness.
Yeah.
I think it's tastefully done fakeness. It's not like a Pam Anderson boob job or anything. It's still within bounds.
Yeah, but have you ever seen her face, like, before surgery? Like,
no, I haven't.
Okay, it's disgusting.
Really?
Yeah, it's like no one would ever give that a second look.
That's painful.
Yeah, and she looks like a...
Say something.
Snooki.
Okay.
Looks better. Snooki without makeup would be better than Kim Kardashian.
Oh, bite your tongue like $1 million baby. Just bite it off.
I'm saying that it's true. She is painfully ugly.
Oh, goddamn. Okay, hold on. Can you sing something for 30 seconds?
Yeah, I'm going to... Really, you have to make this comparison. I mean, Snooki is probably like 2 inches... Still like 2 inches shorter.
Snooki is the dirtiest little piglet.
Yeah, I mean, the Guida, but it is what it is.
Hold on, I'm Googling Kim Kardashian before.
I mean, Snooki, I mean, you're talking about, you know, Kim Kardashian, she's 5'1" and like 4-inch heels, but I mean, like, Snooki is 4'8".
Snooki's they're so. Oh, man. Okay, well, it first went to a picture of Natalie Cole before surgery. That's definitely not Kim Kardashian. Jillian Anderson.
Let me see this one.
Good old Scully. Oh, Rosario Dawson,
okay,
apparently.
Jillian Anderson. There is a.
Oh, you put stones to it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'd let Fox Mulder tape. I don't care. Fox Mulder. We got Raquel Welch. God, that's a... Whatever, I'm not finding...
No, you're not going to find anything.
Wow, Maggie Gyllenhaal had surgery?
Well, Maggie Gyllenhaal, even with surgery, she still
looks... Not
like
enough.
No, she still looks like a skeleton. I hate her and I hate her brother. I think that... No, Maggie ruined Batman Begins.
Which one, Dark Knight?
I'm sorry, Dark Knight, yeah.
She didn't ruin it. She just, it was...
She's a terrible actress.
Well, it stretched the realm of plausibility when friggin' we got Bruce Wayne pining over this little troll, this little mugwump.
No, she's just disgusting. Like, she's got the skinny shoulders that roll forward.
I don't... Yeah, she just looks like she smells bad.
Nice way to put it. Nice way to put it.
Speaking of smelling bad, let's get to Kesha and Gaga.
All right. Let's do it.
Okay, we're going to do it.
All right, yeah.
Are we going to do it?
Yeah. I mean, Gaga is about one bad album away from being Cher.
You know, that is the problem today. No one's building an audience. You drop one pretty weak album and you're forgotten.
No, there's no, like, true following.
No.
It's like the Kiss, like, look at Kiss. Rolling Stones.
They've even got Metallica, a midget Slayer. Tribute band.
Yeah.
Mini Kiss.
Yeah. Baby okay. Kiss.
Kesha this week has been putting her ass out there a lot. For those that don't know, they're both pop singers. I figure Gaga's actually fairly talented, kind of known as a butterface, but very sick body overall.
Okay.
And the face has its good angles.
Well, actually, the thing is that there's a picture of her from a couple years ago without any makeup on, like for an Abercrombie. She looked like an Abercrombie photo.
Mm-hmm.
She's better looking without makeup.
I don't doubt it. She smears it on like a goddamn drag queen Dolly Parton.
Well, that's part of her look. That's like part of her style because she's huge into fashion. That's like the haircut, the annoying haircut that like it looks like just a salad bowl.
Well, even Lady Gaga, like the whole lady prefix is just something that drag performers do. Really? Like if you were a drag performer, you'd be Lady Matt. I'd be Lady
Okay,
Papa.
So is this why everyone was talking about how she had a penis?
Yes.
Okay, that makes sense. That makes a lot of sense now.
Yeah, look up Lady Drag, and you'll get a lot of interesting results.
Okay, that makes sense.
That may or may not be me.
Is that the one with where like she's grabbing Lady Gaga's ass?
What?
Because there's another photo like with Lady Gaga and this other chick named Lady something.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, so that's probably a dude. That's wonderful.
It's very much a dude. And you were like, two for the price of one. Whack, whack. You're not saying no quickly enough. And
so the whole
and now
Kesha,
the studio
so, no, the
has
whole,
grown uncomfortable.
I'm kidding. But I have seen those pictures, yeah. No, I saw those pictures, but I was like, oh, God. I mean, it looked like a chick. It looked like
usually
a chick.
Usually does. Yeah. That's how the story starts, Matt.
Yeah, shut up. No, I'm saying, though, like, the whole Kesha thing that you show me the pictures. Like,
fan of Eddie Murphy?
No. Describe the pictures of Kesha.
Pictures of Kesha. Please. Kesha is out on the beach this past week a couple times trying to prove that she's not really disgusting, maybe. I don't know.
She's wearing a top at the beach.
She's trying to look cool, though. She's wearing a Pixies t-shirt, kind of sliced up. Long story short, she looks like your neighbor, like...
Your meth-addicted neighbor.
Yeah, it's half white trash, half mom who might have been trim but not hot and then had two kids and now she's not really trim and still not hot.
Yeah.
It's just a very saggy...
You'd like to call her a MILF, but you can't.
I mean...
You're like,
I'll put it this way. If you were like 60, you'd be happy to bang that body. But yeah, it's not a MILF if you're a fellow 40-year-old. And we can all say it. Lady Gaga's got a sick little fat ass on her.
Yeah.
It's amazingly toned.
Yeah.
Just that nice Italian bubble. Kesha looks disgusting.
Yeah. Are they actually trying to, like, I'm not keeping up with it, but are they, like, trying to compare Kesha and...
Well, I think
Lady,
that's kind
like,
of...
Are they, like, they're trying to make them into rivals?
A bit, yeah. It's almost like a Beatles-Stones thing. It's which cheesy, weirdly dressed blonde do you want? Whereas I don't know if they occupy the same space. I think Gaga is far more talented.
Yeah, first of all, far more talented. Second of all, much more pleasing to the eye. Look at Kesha. God. I mean, just a painfully ugly face. Her voice is disgusting. Like, that song.
You do her, right? I mean, you do her.
I haven't seen enough pictures of her. Like, that's the first full-body picture that you showed me. Every other picture of Kesha I've tried finding is just, like, her face. And it looks...
I mean,
it looks respectable, but it's clearly made up.
It ain't good. Just Google Kesha swimsuit, and you'll see some pictures where, not doing it for me.
It's disgusting. And first of all,
so I don't get why she's on the beach to begin with. Then that's something you'd pull if it was like, "Hey, look at the little body on Kesha."
Yeah, not just that. She looks like she tans like a lobster.
She is pasty.
Yeah, it's just painfully. But the other thing too is like that song TikTok by Kesha.
Yes,
not catchy at all.
And blah blah blah.
I haven't heard blah blah blah, but
She's got a unique voice. It's just not my cup of tea.
Whereas Gaga's... Wake up in the morning feeling like P. Diddy.
No, I love Gaga. Gaga's a little played out to me, but that's only because I've listened to, you know, Bad Romance 6 million times. Yeah,
much more talented. I mean, actually good. Whereas Kesha is just like... Kesha is music that makes fat, insecure chicks feel good because, like... Oh, like, all these guys are after me, but I'm just going to push them away. Like, that chick that I showed you once on Facebook where I was, like, every picture of her, like, she's, like...
One angle?
Yeah, the one angle.
Is this the fat girl who was hitting on you last week when I was on your Facebook account?
No, she ain't that... She's not full of herself. I think she knows her place.
Okay, that is true, because I was saying some awful stuff to her. Like, I'm going to come down there and use you like a toilet. And she's like, well, are we going to party or not?
No, she was eating that up. That chick is crazy.
Wow. God bless you.
She's not crazy. She's just like, she's never had an I'm sorry, as egotistical as it sounds, never had an attractive guy.
She's never had
paid attention to her.
And she's never been gnosed.
She's never been gnosed, and she got a
little. Now talk about yourself in the third person, like the situation.
No, I cannot do that.
Say Matt Gnosa cannot do that.
Matt Gnosa cannot.
Thank you. Okay. Tell us about your night on the town, Matt. You spent it with, we got 10 minutes to kill here. You spent the night with our erstwhile co-host who's not been here for a bit, Veronica.
Veronica, yeah, that
is a so.
That was completely uneventful. I think the only eventful part was that I.
Oh, it was 10 minutes of eventful. If you know, it's good for you. Goddammit.
Huh? Okay. One, the bathroom smelled like an ex-girlfriend's house.
Where were you? You're at Carpool.
Yeah, it was a Carpool out in Reston,
which is. I used to love it back when I was doing happy hours.
The only reason I remembered how to get there from the last time that you and I went there with Veronica is because I just remembered, oh, yeah, this is the place where Leo crashed in. I was like, wait, do I go, is it left or right on Baron Cameron? It's like, oh, wait, it's a left because this is where Leo crashed into a guy while he had DUI already. He did a hit and run.
Yeah, not that I'm saying anything libelous here, but another former co-host on the show may have hit and run someone. Not an actual body. I don't want people to think this is like, I know what you did last summer. But he hit a car and left.
Yeah, it's like, oh, that's where Leo's. Like, yeah, it's a left. No, I almost caused a huge car accident, though.
Really?
Yeah, it turned into Carpool because I missed the first two turns into the hotel, wherever it is.
Yeah, where Carpool's day. Contained.
Yeah.
Like any fine venue.
So I missed that, and I was like,
next to a Best Western.
It reminds me a lot of Bridges, actually.
Bridges is also a disgusting toilet.
Well, Bridges no longer.
Because they tried to burn it down.
Because they tried to burn it
down. Insurance fraud money.
For insurance fraud money on Halloween. What kind of idiot?
With a bar full of people, they tried to burn it down. Do it after hours.
Hmm? Oh, no. Like, they got like 30 years, I think. One of the managers, one of the owners or something, got like 30 years.
I knew that dude. Okay.
Idiot. But, yeah, like, almost caused a massive accident. Turning in because I like cut across like two lanes of traffic.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, almost caused a huge accident.
Well, you are human filth.
Yeah. Well, what do you want?
But, you are on the show. You're laughing at jokes about Precious.
Anyway, so it is. I mean, Carpool. I don't know why the first time I went to Carpool with you, I thought it was really seedy. I was like,
It's not seedy. It's very yuppie.
Then I got there, I walked in with, I think the reason I thought it was CD is because the bouncer that was there, the guy who you showed, not the one who you paid the cover charge for.
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's where the other $5 went to. I just remembered the cover charge.
That's part of why I don't go to Carpool.
Yeah.
Don't do cover charges to hear a SE DJ.
That just reminded me just now. And like this time that I walked in, it's just like a bunch of yuppies playing pool.
You handsome devil. What did you get any ass? Come on. That's all I'm asking here. Mm-hmm. Did you walk in? Did any girls look at you? Tell me what it's like to be beautiful, even though I'm kind of taller than you, so at least I have that. But tell me what it's like to...
I'll tear that ass up, son.
Yeah.
I'll tear that ass up.
Show everyone on the webcam your abs. Okay, then. You just cocked your fist and farted. And you did it twice. Okay, you've made your point.
No, I just didn't go in for anything last night. And like, I'm almost about to leave the area. My parents are talking about I'm about to get my AS in social sciences, so that'll give me a freedom to get into almost any school in the country.
Okay.
So if my GPA is like above 2.7, it's like a 3.4 now. So, like,
all right, Precious.
I don't really care about this area anymore. I'm sick of the area. Like, dude, honestly,
it is played out. I'm trying to get to Cali myself.
Huh. Dude, honestly, my parents want to move to northern Orlando. I'm just thinking about it. I have a friend who's in Panama City, and he calls it the P haven.
It certainly trounces this area.
Yeah, it's just girls down there don't play games.
They're whores.
Yeah, well, no, if a girl likes you, she'll be upfront about it. Here...
God bless.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's the other thing, too. I ran into two old coworkers. One of them I liked, and the other one I saw, and I was like, that guy's an idiot.
Uh-huh. Go on, tell us about the coworkers.
Well, one of them was a bartender who I worked my second job ever. I worked with him because I was a host at Champs, and he's doing pretty well. And then the other guy, he was in my training class when I was at Cheesecake Factory. He didn't work at the same one I worked at. He worked at Tyson's. I worked at Fair Oaks. And
so many bad jobs.
Huh?
So many bad jobs.
That's what happens when you're a college student. You get, like, just crappy jobs you don't give a damn about. I mean, like, it just leads to nothing. It's just like...
Oh, Lordy.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I think we can
uh-oh.
Safely play uh-oh. Surf Rider and slowly get the hell out of here.
Yeah.
All right. Matt, I want to thank you for coming in.
Yeah, I think your listeners now hate me. They're like, don't ever let Matt back on. Oh, wait, what's that?
We got a caller. You know what?
Answer it. You better answer it. Turn that Surf Rider off and answer
what? Oh, God. All right, hold on.
This is going to come back and bite me.
I don't like people playing on my phone.
God damn it. Hi, caller. Hello? Son of this. They're always poison. They're always poison. That's my first lesson in radio to you, Matt. They're always poison, and they only hurt the show. And that's how you have to treat your callers. No. I see the phone
answer
call.
Answer it.
Hello? Caller? I go to hell, Matt. Go
Are
to
you
hell.
Serious? Dude, you're acting as though I'm calling the studio for my cell phone.
Go to hell. I know this is like one of the people you went out with last night or something.
Well, Veronica said she would call in, but she's at a winery, so she could have crappy cell phones. So she's giving up on her.
I don't care. We're free. You hear that music? That's the sweet music of freedom.
That's the music that pre...
No. I don't see
can
the
we
call.
Can we go 1 and 2 or 0 and 3?
No. All I hear is born free as the wind blows. We're out of here. Right. Again, I want to thank you people for listening to Papa's Basement. I am your host, John Papa Giorgio. Matt?
I'm pretty sure that there's going to be like a huge thing in Papa's Basement website. It's going to be like, get Canoza off. Get him off. It's like, he wasn't bad before because everyone else opened their mouth.
I love the confidence you're radiating here.
I'm not radiating confidence.
All right, folks, you can find the show archived at inpapasbasement.com because what's better than listening to this once? Why? Listening to it twice. And if you want to tweet us at Papa's Basement. Call us at 703-560-TALK. I think I legally have to say that because I really don't like you calling in. And I think we're out of here. All right, folks, take it easy. Till next week.
Bye-bye.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guests tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb.